Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday the 13th of November 2008 and the title of this podcast is Do You Have Gas? My name is Anna, I am English, I live in the northwest of the United States and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Do you have gas? Beginners. What kind of a question is that? Are you talking about my body or my car? Well, actually, I'm talking about your car. Gas, or petrol, as it is called in England, is a big subject at the moment. Driving a car has become really expensive. Oil prices all over the world are high. Many people have stopped using their cars and are going to work or school by bus or by bicycle. Many cars in the United States are big and use a lot of gas, so in order to save money, some people are selling their vehicles and buying smaller ones. It is a good idea. Oil comes from many countries, but mainly the Middle East, Russia, and Venezuela. Perhaps the oil prices will come down soon. Millions of people hope so. Advanced. It is quite depressing to pay a fortune every time you fill the car up with gas. But that is the circumstance for now. Everyone is feeling it. The high gas prices have made most people rethink their budgets and their real need for driving. When gas was cheap, it was easy to make a quick trip to the store just to buy an item or two. Not anymore. Planning ahead to buy most things in one place has become a priority for more and more people. It makes sense. Why waste money and time? A little forethought can prevent the losses. Alternative energy sources like biofuels and electricity from solar, wind, and thermal energy seem very attractive at the moment. Wouldn't it be wonderful to clean up our air and water supplies and have cheaper energy? I suppose it is just a question of time until we have these energy sources at our disposal. There is apparently still an awful lot of gas available to us. Will we as nations invest in these smart choices? Or will we first wait until the oil has run out? Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.